From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Democrat Hillary Clinton conceded the U.S. presidential election Wednesday to Republican Donald Trump. Clinton acknowledged the depth of her disappointment and said the country is more deeply divided than she had thought. She said the losing Democrats owe Trump an open mind and a chance to lead. Clinton urged her supporters to never stop believing that fighting for what's right is worth it.
And I still believe, as deeply as I ever have, that if we stand together and work together with respect for our differences, strength in our convictions, and love for this nation, our best days are still ahead of us.
U.S. President Barack Obama invited Trump to the White House on Thursday to discuss the transition of power on January 20th. Hours after his triumph, Trump vowed to never forget the working-class Americans who launched him to one of the biggest upset wins in American political history. People across the globe woke up to the unexpected news that American voters had elected Donald Trump as their next U.S. president. Many world leaders had made no secret of their preference for Democrat Hillary Clinton. European Council President Donald Tusk says the election of Donald Trump has brought uncertainty and poses new challenges for transatlantic ties. European Union foreign ministers will hold a special meeting on Sunday to assess the election. British Prime Minister Theresa May, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande were among those congratulating Trump on Wednesday. Ms. Merkel hopes to meet with Trump before the G7 meeting scheduled for May in Italy. This is VOA News.